The next coach on the teleconference is Maryland's DJ Durkin. Coach, would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Good afternoon, everyone. Appreciate having me on. We're just finished practice 10. We have practice 11 tomorrow coming up in spring, and it's going really well. We're the second year in. I think things are going a lot smoother in terms of our guys understanding what the expectation is of practice, what we want to get done. Really learning our schemes on both offense and defense. So that part I'm very pleased with, and there's some different individuals throughout that are doing a good job at making some moves. We still have a lot of open spots on our roster and trying to keep things competitive at every position as much as we can. We had, out of our signing class, we have seven of our guys in here right now mid-year, and that's been a big addition for us and for them. I mean, it helps getting all these reps and these practices in, and so that's gone well, and just looking forward to keep getting better each day.
Thank you, Coach. We'll take questions now.
To ask Coach a question, please hit *1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from Don Marcus of Baltimore Sun.
Hey, DJ.
Hey, Don. How are you?
Good. In terms of what Lorenzo Harrison has shown this spring, has he taken it up even a level from where he was before he was suspended last year? And where would you like to see him improve?
Lorenzo's having a really good spring. I mean, I believe a dynamic guy with the ball in his hands. I think he showed that in games last year as a true freshman and continues to do it at practice. He's a very tough guy to tackle because he's a physical runner. He's got a low center of gravity. He's powerful. He's quick. And our big focus for him is just becoming a better blocker in pass protection, as well as knowing when the big run isn't there and putting a foot in the ground and getting positive yardage. Sometimes with as much change of direction things he does and can make guys miss, we take losses on some plays when we shouldn't have to. And that's just him, learning the position more and more with experience as he keeps going. But he certainly is a tremendous player, a tremendous young man, and he's doing a great job for us.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from Roman Stubbs with the Washington Post.
Hey, DJ.
Hey, Roman, how are you?
Good, how are you? In terms of what you've observed with Jimmy Brumbaugh and just how he's, adjusted to his new role, what have you seen there, I guess? And have you kind of figured out how, him and Andy will kind of split, duties as coordinators? Is it a situation where Jimmy is maybe more focused on the line and Andy's more focused on the back end? Or have you kind of thought, or have you kind of figured that out yet?
Yeah, I mean, we Jimmy's doing a great job for us. He really is a tremendous defensive line coach, and he's been great for us. We definitely have a pretty specific plan to how we've broken up our coaching staff on defense, and Andy is the defensive coordinator. He'll continue to call it and run it. But Jimmy's been a tremendous help for us for sure since he's gotten here, and I know he'll continue to be.
Our next question comes from Jeremiah Davis with Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Yeah, Coach, I'm just curious about your QB situation and how that sits right now in spring.
We have a good competitive battle going on right now. I mean, you have two freshmen that played as true freshmen last year for us with Pegram and Max, and then Caleb Henderson came as a transfer last year, and so he had to sit out, and so now he's in the mix competing, and he's got another year or two of experience on these guys of college football, but in terms of game experience, there's not a ton of difference with those guys, and so. It's been good. I mean, it's been, every day a little different. One guy makes a move, makes a push, and then next day it's someone else. But I like it that way. I mean, we're enjoying that competition. I like to have that as many positions as we can. I think it makes everyone better. I think when you're going to practice every day, knowing that you got to be locked in and have a great day in order to keep your job or get the job that you want because there's competition all around you, I think it makes everyone better. So that's helping us at that position. Those guys are doing a great job competing, and we'll carry that through spring all the way into summer camp for sure.
Thanks, Coach.
We can take one more question for Coach Durkin.
Our last question comes from Nick Piotrowicz of Toledo Blade.
Hi, DJ. The Big Ten is playing some Friday night games this year, and I was wondering from your program standpoint, what are some of the positives and negatives of playing one day up?
Yeah, obviously there was a lot said to do about that, and, you know, we're not participating in those games this year, so I guess I haven't put a ton of thought into it because it's not totally going to affect us this year. I'm sure, I guess, at some point that will. I don't know. I mean there's a nice atmosphere to playing night games, whatever night of the week it is. I think, on the front end of that, you could be dealing with a short week, a day less of preparation, which is not particularly what you want. But I guess on the back end, you gain a day too for the following week. So I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of give and take. I think the important thing for us in this area in particular is we have such a close tie with our high school programs around here. And this area, although the population is large, the communities and the people involved in high school athletics and football in particular, it's a very small community, and so that's important to us. It's very important that we take that in consideration all the way through. And although we're not the ones making that decision, we've communicated with our high school coaches all the way through because we certainly don't want to take anything away from those guys and their night and playing. So again, it's not something that we're actually dealing with this year, which is good, and we'll see how it happens in the future.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, thank you.